waken up. Not because he's his son. He is the prophet here. He has to ask everyone. And nobody listened to him. Remember? Oh, the son said, oh, how many years you have been talking like this and nobody is listening to you. Because nobody was listening to Noah, remember? So this fellow we are talking about is not a silly minority in this cartoon. He's representing the majority. Majority didn't listen to Noah because they thought they know what they're doing. Because everybody thinks that I know what I'm doing. Do you remember when it started with you?
Many years
ago. Centuries ago. When you were two. I know. That I says, it's always there. Remember. And he doesn't listen. But you know I cannot give up. So it goes on and on. Then it happens. Yes.
They were in this talk when a fierce billow dashed upon Canaan's head, and he was shivered to fragments. Noah said, O long-suffering king, my ass is dead, and thy flood hath carried away the load. How many times thou didst promise me, saying, thy family shall be saved from the deluge.
What is this? Yes, I know he's nagging. The prophets will nag, but what is this? Did you pay attention that it said my donkey died? White donkey. Yes, it's a proverb, they do it. Because when you lose your donkey, you're miserable. Because the donkey is carrying your stuff. If not, you have to carry it yourself, right? You have to go by foot, so you're miserable. But it's more than that. We know how famous this donkey is. Remember that? He is the enemy of the path. He is the ego. Ego is that donkey. Jesus is supposed to ride that donkey, right? Here suddenly we say, my donkey died. You don't know where it's going. Is he happy that the donkey died? And he's relaxed now, or he's worried. But he's expressing the sentiment. What is this sentiment all about? This is the feeling that enlightened people have towards others, always. It's not that they should. He said, I'm not talking about the blood and relationship like that, right? But it's like this. The prophet, they simply cannot give up. They cannot. Why? Who's there in love? When you fall in love with Haqq, you have to be there, always. You don't cheat. Prayer. Here he will say, he will turn to the God and say, oh my God, now I lost a part of me. I repeat, not only because he is his son. The prophet will have the same pity towards anyone who doesn't hang on to the ship and will do the silly stuff, right? Here he will say, oh my God, didn't you promise me that my fellows will be saved? The word is my fellows. And he brings it in for a purpose. Because when you lose a part of you, aren't you sad? You lost a part of you. This is exactly what's happening. No. He is trying to make another point. The point is, we are not talking about genetic stuff. And we don't care who your parents really are. Because when we are talking about the humanity, you are one of we, period. And that relationship has nothing to do with the blood, with the, I don't know, whatever physical condition you may bring in. It's not like that. Let's hear it.
In simple faith, I fixed my heart on hope of thee. Why then has the flood swept my garment away from me? God said, he was not of thy family and kinsfolk. Didst not thou thyself see thou art white?
This is the point that today he was making, really. Here, Noah will turn around and say, oh my God, didn't you promise me to save my people, my kind of people? God will turn around and say, yes, I did. But he's not your people. He's not one of you. Look at you. You're white and he's dark. He's not talking about the skin. He's saying that the relationship here is by the attitude. If somebody is kind, he is your family. Somebody who is not kind, and it happens to be your brother, he is not your family. He is not one of you. That is the division. That's why we say, okay, me loving my child, I'm not a lovely person. Because that could be just the simplest stuff in the animal, that it's mine. For just that relationship, I like that fellow. I prefer to have a respect for the soul of my child, to accept it as a human being, exactly as I am, all we are. He's trying to make that point. When the son will drown, he will nag, oh my God, you promised that you will keep my family safe. And he said, okay, but that one is not your family. Yes? Yes?
When the worm has fallen upon thy tooth, it is not a tooth. Tear it out, O Master.
Oh, I'm sorry, the time of Rudy, that was the limit to go to take off your tooth. Now, talk to the doctor. If your arm is not working properly, they will cut it off and put another one. Right? Yes?
In order that the rest of thy body may not be made miserable by it, become quit of it, although it was thine.
To make it simple for that six-year-old boy means that the stuff related to you, when they are bad for you and they are not the part of you anymore. So, yes, this is your tooth, but when it starts to rot, that rotting stuff could kill you. So, that tooth is not your tooth anymore. A lot of adjective that will describe you now, tomorrow could be like this, because you become a different person. And a lot of these attitudes, which were your attitudes, will not be anymore. You will change them. Yes?
Noah said, I am quit of aught other than thy essence. He that has died in thee is not other. Thou knowest how I am to thee. I am as the orchard to the rain, and 20 times as much. Living by thee, rejoicing because of thee, a pauper receiving sustenance without any medium or intervention.
One word was there that needed to be paid attention to. 13:35. Noah said, I am quit of aught other than thy essence. A little bit too difficult for me, but I hope it makes sense to you. But there is one word over there that you should know it. A very special word. Do you remember? Ghair, other. That ghair that will be translated to ghairiyat, which is being a macho man and things like that. I said, oh no, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Different, other. That word other is repeated here twice. It will say, he said, no, I hate everything other than you. Other than you is nonsense compared to you. That's what the ghair means over there. Yes?
Not united, not separated, O perfection. nay, devoid of quality or description or causation.
Translation, please. Translation. Again, that puzzle, right? Because this is what it is. What could I say about my... What could I say about my connection to God? What could I say? Could I say, we are connected, we are joined? Could I say we are separated? Because it's something that is not describable. I cannot really express it. Do you remember how we did the trick when we wanted to tell the story of the creation of a human being? Suddenly we put something in it which doesn't belong in it. And in a very silly way, that stuff which doesn't belong to it, and we put it in it, is the major stuff. Did it make sense? Yeah, you forgot. Yes, the breath. We say, God made the clay enormous, 40 days waiting for it to dry up. All that clay stuff is there. But this is not alive. Something we put in it which doesn't belong to that, which has nothing to do with the fellow. But the fellow will become alive and will say, this is the breath of God in human being. So we are connected and disconnected. We cannot talk about this relation really. What is the relation between me and God? Could you talk about that, anyone? No, because first of all, if you want to talk about it, you have to bring out two different concepts, right? There is no two. What is that two concept? If one is God, that includes everything, including me. Me being in it and not being in it doesn't make a difference. I'm not separated from God. The house of God is here. But at the same time, I could be stupid, disconnected. You see how it is? So it's not a simple relationship. Do you remember what we are trying to explain here? Please do not forget, next time I ask you, if you don't remember, oh, the punishment. Temporarily.
I'm curious.
Are you envious? Yeah. We are talking about Moses and Pharaoh. We stopped that. Now Rumi is trying to let you understand what that light is. That's why he brought the story of elephant. He just brought it in out of blue. And now he's trying to explain that light. That light of enlightenment. That connection. To tell you that that connection doesn't need time. It could happen. It has nothing to do with your effort. But at the same time, it has a lot. You have to do your duties. How should I say it? It's complicated. It's not simple. Should I oversimplify it? Then you're confused? No, but please, close this one. Listen with the other one. Close this one and look at the subject in the other kind of light. Yes, something that it is connected, and no, it's disconnected. No, it's without why and how and the reasoning. Do you remember these words? These are the basic of knowledge